2 first. I was going to do part 2 second, but because Thanksgiving's coming up, and some of y'all might need this, I'm going to give you part 2 first. I know it sounds kind of weird. You'll understand it when I get going. But God is awesome. His timing's impeccable. I've seen Him so many times, show up and show off in so many different ways, and it just honestly never ceases to amaze me. Now, first off, let me talk to you about the holidays coming up. I just wanted to show you something about, Vicky's not here. Okay, hold on, we got Vicky's going to be a satellite. Go ahead. What's the age of the seniors? Okay. I can tell you. If the little old lady you're helping across the street is your wife, you can go to seniors meeting. All right, get ready. Look at the Thanksgiving rules. I love this. My wife sent these to me. It's actually Christmas. I put Thanksgiving up there. Don't go into debt trying to show people how much you love them. Number 2, don't go visit your family if it compromises your mental health. Number 3, if someone comments on your weight, eat them. Okay. Didn't have the same reaction that we had on the couch when my wife handed it to me. Didn't got good. Amen. So now, everybody stand up. Get your Bible out. Today is so important. I really need you to put your cell phones up. If you're playing on your cell phone, you're not learning. And just give it the same. If you were up here trying to talk to somebody, and all you're trying to talk, they were playing on their cell phone the whole time, how would you feel about it? So put cell phones down. I know it's aggravating. It's probably offensive, but it's more offensive to God for you not to play a cell phone versus listen to His Word. So, get ready. Romans chapter 12, verse 17. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peacefully with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place under wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap fires of coal on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Stretch forth your hands this way. God, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, for all that you do for us, God, and what you're going to do for us, Lord. God, I know, Lord, there's so many things that's happening around us, we can't even keep up with it all. And God, you know that Satan is the master of distraction. And he keeps us so distracted by so many things that we can't even keep up with what's going on if we weren't distracted. But when we are distracted, the answer will fly right past us and we won't even see it. I ask you now to bless us and bless this holiday season that's coming up. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. You can be seated on the way down. Tell somebody, the past is behind us. The future is ahead of us. God is with us. And nothing shall be impossible. All right. Now, get ready. Dealing with toxic. Dealing with toxic. I didn't say toxic people. I said toxic because there's more to it. If I just said toxic people, then we can write off a few people and everything would be fine and we can just walk away from them. But that's not how it works. This is going to be an ouchy sermon. That's why I want everybody's attention. This is a major ouchy sermon But I promise you, usually, like last night, I had the band-aids on my knees because I got my final shot in my knees. And I looked over at my wife, and the first time I put the band-aids, the first time I tried to get it off, and it hurt so bad. The second time, it still hurt, so I just held my knee over and said, "Now, Linda, I need you to take off my bandage." And I said, "But I need to count two," and it was gone. I said, "Okay, let's do the other one then. Let me get prepared." So when you yank it off, actually, it feels better. So we're going to yank off some band-aids today. Everybody ready for some band-aids to be yanked off? Say amen. When you yank off some band-aids, I promise you there's no personal attacks in any of this, but it is actually personal help, because I hear this all the time. I hear it from people, and in the last few weeks, I've done extramarital and family counseling and picked up two more families Tuesday, and I'm telling you, this is so important. So I need you to listen. Take notes if you want. I can even give you notes at the end of this. It's okay, but because anything here, I want you to be able to handle it. Dealing, or be able to go back over and look at it. Dealing with toxic. Dealing. Y'all say that with me. Dealing with toxic. Okay? Now, watch this. This is something now. Look. The holidays are filled with family. It's filled with fun. The holidays are not only just filled with fun, but there are celebrations and memories made and memories remembered. I can smell a chocolate pie and remember my granddaddy Brown, my mama's daddy. I can get certain kinds of smell certain kind of Christmas trees and think about my grandmama Brown. Or I can get a certain kind of shirt and think about my grandmama Linton. Or certain kind of stuff, and I think about some of my grandparents or my mama. Or think about DC and Daniel when they were little bitty things, because memories are made and memories are remembered. But also, this week especially is the start of the season. Okay? Y'all look at it and say it's the start of the toxic season. Say it. Not only are we going to be bombarded with toxic in our family, we're bombarded by toxic on the television. They're all trying to see who can get that dollar the fastest, and they're showing you how you have to have this to make your life feel better, and you get it, and think, if I could just get this, and everybody gets in the store, and they fight for it. And when they get it, it doesn't make their life better. Matter of fact, it makes it more confused, because now you got to keep buying batteries, and now they didn't tell you that this came this way, and this did this, and all this stuff, and so there's so much toxicity happening from now to the first of the year. So listen very carefully. This is so, so important. Toxic can be an attitude or it can be a personality. Toxic can be an attitude or it can be a personality. There are some people that, because they had toxic attitudes, we've labeled them as toxic people. And that's very unfair, because they're not toxic people, but because when they get around you, you sense the toxicity, and now you think that they're just toxic people. And the other thing is, if you look in the mirror, sometimes you're breathing toxic fumes too. All of us. Y'all say all of us. Matter of fact, let's say it the way we always say it at home. All y'all. All right. So now listen, this is very, 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 very important. Now, of course, an attitude, see, sometimes you're confronted with toxic without, which is people and things, or sometimes you're having to deal with toxicity inside of you. So now, watch this. It can be an attitude, and of course, an attitude is temporary and it's conditional. You know, there's certain people I get around, I'll be honest with you, there's certain people I get around and I go, because I know they're going to be negative, or I know they're going to try to hurt, or I know they're just going to complain. So when I come in there, or they're going to talk about somebody, so when I get around these certain people, my body already tenses up. You know, sort of like a hound dog trying to pass a pumpkin seed. You're going, oh. But usually, it's conditional. A toxic personality is usually more embedded. It's usually more personal. And it's usually that person. And the personality is just the way that they were put together and the way they were trained. And so that can last for no telling how long. But then there's situations. The toxic situations can be It could be your in-laws, your outlaws. It could even be your brother, your sister. It can be a worker. And when you go to work with a person, we saw somebody yesterday when we went to go see The Chosen. I didn't even realize we were sitting right beside him in the theater. And this person had caused us a lot of problems a couple weeks ago, a lot of problems. And so here we are. Here we are at the theater, and we're in there watching Jesus do the Sermon on the Mount and say, do good unto those that, this stuff right here, he's doing exact. I know this was the right sermon today because he preached it yesterday on that movie. But I get up and walk out, and there's that person. And Linda says, you remember her? She was at that meeting. And I went, yeah. And then all of a sudden I went, and I said, I'm not living this way. And I let down my guard and started talking about Jesus and about the movie. And you know what? It was quite amazing. I said, you were the one at that meeting the other night. She said, yeah, but that was another day, another time. I said, of course it was. We talked about Jesus now. We talked about Bethany. And we talked about some of the things. And she even walked off with a God's Got This Bethany bracelet. You know, I was not going to allow the toxic to get in. You see, it's not the amount of toxic around you that sinks the ship. It's the amount of toxic in you. When the boat, all the water around the boat will not sink a ship. It's the water inside the boat that sinks the ship. Amen? And so here's these toxic things we have to deal with. But especially at Christmas time, Thanksgiving, you've got this. And sometimes these situations, because you are married into it or because you do have this or that going on or you're working with them, sometimes these situations seem like they will never, ever end. But I promise you, if you handle it right, it may never end, but at least you'll know how to handle it. Okay, so here's what we're going to talk about today. I'm just going to give you, we talked about troublesome people for the last 2 weeks, but now we're going to talk about toxic. We're going to really get in deep. Now, I want you to pay close attention. Write these down, because when I get into this thing, you may not like how I'm going to take it. Ready? Get ready. Toxic, the key traits of a toxic person. They're negative. They're always blaming others. They're full of criticism and they're judgmental. They lack empathy for other people. There's a sense of entitlement. They're manipulative. They exploit others. They have difficulty regulating unwanted emotional states. They use guilt as an emotional blackmail to get what they want. They're always assuming the victim role. They're beloved to be passive aggressive. And you know what passive aggressive is? They're really coming at you, but they're doing it such a way you're thinking you're the one that's doing it. Okay? Sometimes they're hostile and they're very untrustworthy. Now, when I was reading this, did somebody's picture come in your face? A whole bunch of them, yeah. Well, get ready. I'm telling you. Yeah, a bunch of them came in my face too. I remember. You're right. I live in the real world. I don't live in a, you know, I don't stay in the church 24/7. They pull me out here just long as the preacher put me back in a perfect environment. I work with them. I got them in my family. I got people all over the place. Go to Pitt Detention Center. You will live in that environment. So here we go. After I read all that, does any of these, get ready, here's come some ouchie. Does any of these sound familiar? Do they remind you of someone? Get ready, do you ever see any of these in the mirror? There's the ouchie. Pull that Band-Aid off fast. I see them in the mirror sometimes. Amen? I was at B5 this week, and there was one guy who, he had a very bad attitude the first two times he was in there. He's in there the third time. And good attitude, very positive, upbeat. And this week, all because of something very simple he didn't get, all of a sudden he acted like he was about 5 years old. He's 40. He acted about 5 years old. Which leads me to believe that somewhere around five, he got damaged and he's never repaired it. Let God repair it. So when he gets this stuff happened to him, he reverts back to a child, because that's where he was left off. That's where he was put off on the steps. It was when he was a child. And so again, watch this. How do you handle these people? How do you deal with attitudes, especially when you can't walk away? Well, you know, you hear it all the time. People talk about, just walk away, just walk away, walk away, walk away. That's not what Jesus did. If you want to do it the way the world tells you, just walk away. But you know what you do? When you walk away, you automatically burn a bridge. When you walk away, you automatically lose the opportunity to show Jesus in your life. When you walk away, listen carefully, when you walk away, you may be walking away from your assignment. Wow. So now, how do you do this? Does even the Bible even talk about how to handle these kind of people? Well, I just read it to you, but I'm reading a couple other versions here. The Bible says, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can do to live in peace with everybody. Everybody, even the toxic people. Instead of strangling them, embrace them. Dear friends, never take vengeance. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap fires of coal of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Somebody say amen. Here's another version. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. Sometimes I got to close one eye and just barely open the oven to see that beauty. If you got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. There's my brother. Thank you, bro. He did it for me the other day. I was in a professional office. And there I was. And my brother kept me awake and kept me from coughing. He kept kicking the chair and giving me candy. I'm glad you kicked the chair too, kept me from choking too on the candy. All right. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Our scripture tells us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person lunch. If he's thirsty, go get him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. Don't let evil get the best of you. Get the best of evil by doing good. Matter of fact, we just read it. You got to leave room for God to work. You have to leave room for God to work. And as you're doing this, you're not only leaving room for God to work, you're making room for God to work. So now, how we do this? Very first thing. Because you know, usually when you get around a toxic person, what's one of the biggest things you'll always notice? Emotions. A toxic person, they are so emotional. So, get ready. Or somebody's been fussing at you, cussing at you, and tearing you up, and now you're saying, I got a chance to get them, I'm going to have to get them back. Get ready. Has it ever been you? Person fussing at you? He's arguing at you. He's saying, oh, you can do better than that. And then watch this. Don't take the bait. Just couldn't help yourself, could you? You had to take the bait. Watch this. Be careful. Do not let ourselves be contaminated by their toxic emotions by replicating their actions against them. I just threw it back at them. I just wanted them to see how that felt. I just gave it back because I wanted them to understand how it feels. Well, you know what? Sometimes that is necessary. It is sometimes. But if that's your go-to, you've already lost. If your go-to is to be a mirror of somebody's emotions every time, you have already lost because you have taken the bait. If we let the emotions and attitudes and others generate us the same negative responses, we're giving that person power that they should not have, the power to transform us into what that person is. I don't want to be like some people. There's some people, I tell you, I don't want to walk away and say, man, I did it again. I did the same thing they did to me. Instead, I want to walk away and say, God, I want you to be proud of me in how I handled the situation. Now, get ready. We are letting ourselves be overcome by evil, and we ourselves are becoming part of the problem, not the solution. Don't, y'all say it with me, don't take the bait. Say it again. Don't take the bait. Amen. Now, love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Sign Jesus. That's pretty good stuff right there. Now, second thing, don't be overwhelmed by negative, but overwhelm the negative with positive. Now, I just want to throw this in there for just a minute. Believe it or not, your thoughts carry weight. In your mind, your thoughts carry weight. And a negative thought weighs 7 times more than a positive. 7 times more. So if somebody's giving you, fed you negative, and you want to come back, you need to give them at least 7 positives to even start overcoming that one negative. At least 7 positives to overcome one negative. It's very important. So when somebody's throwing stuff at you and they're throwing negative, 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 negative. Look, let me get my... I laid down my Bible. Should never lay your Bible down. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, or give God room to work. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. If thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, shall heap fires of coal on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So you just start throwing positive at him. Positive. Positive. I don't mean made up stuff. Find something positive to talk about. Choose a better path than paying them back. Wow. Choose a better path than paying them back. So that's what it's got to do with Thanksgiving. Oh, you're going to see. You'll see. Matter of fact, there's some people that you're thinking about right now that you got to see that you, once a year. You got to see them at least once a year. And once a year is too much. Anybody got anybody like that? Once a year is too much? So, is it overcoming evil with good? Can we choose the path of freedom, the way of forgiveness, the way of healing? Giving a positive response to a negative stimulus will always be more difficult, but you will take care, be taking care of your mind and taking care of your soul. And in doing so, you're going to do the best for you and somebody else. You're going to be overcoming evil with good. This was a hard one to understand for me years ago. In doing so, you're going to heap fires of coal on their head. Heap fires of coal on their head. What is that? That's literally when you do good to somebody and you refuse to take the bait. As long as you're taking the bait, once you take the bait, then they feel like they've got the go-ahead to jump on you. And once they jump on you, now it's an all-out brawl. But when you do the way I'm talking about now, and it's not an all-out brawl, but you return good for the evil, the smart remarks that you may get in Thanksgiving and Christmas, the people that you see, or wherever you're at, you see the smart remarks and the unkindness, and instead you show kindness and you show Jesus Christ. When you do that, you will heap fires of coal on their head, meaning you will burn their conscience. You've had to do nothing, you just did good. But by doing good, you burnt their conscience a whole lot better than if you decided to get them. I was trying to get some good pictures of heaping fires of coal on their head, but then when I saw this, I said, this is so awesome. Y'all remember that from Home Alone? Yeah. How would you like to know that in you doing good, you're doing that to somebody who's actually being mean to you? You're dropping fires of coal on their head. And you know what? That's giving them opportunity to repent. That's giving them opportunity for God to deal with them. That's making room for God to work on them versus you work on them. Now, I told you I'm not going to keep you long today. I've only got a couple more slides. I just like to like, I'll have to watch that one. Let's get rid of it. Having too much fun. Again, I'm here to read this. Listen carefully. Instead of building fences, instead of building walls, instead of destroying communication with the person, listen, this takes the spirit. This takes wisdom from God. This takes something so special that you'll know that God did this. You'll know that God's doing this. Do build bridges with proper boundaries. What do boundaries look like? Personal space. If you don't want to be touched or hugged, then you shouldn't. Determining how much of your personal life is available to each person, that's your decision. That's your boundary. Not letting a person take advantage of you, that's your boundary. Understanding what you want and need, that's your boundary. Treating people's opinions with dignity rather than dismissal, that's a boundary. Leaving at the time you said you plan to leave, respecting your time, commitments, that is your boundary. If something or someone makes you feel uncomfortable, let them know and remove yourself from the situation. That's your boundary. I can promise you, between now and Christmas, you're probably going to get a chance to address all of these, every last one of them. There's probably going to be some people right now. I don't know. I'm just assuming that some of you are even thinking some people right now. Wow, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I do that? Because watch this. This is what's so important about boundaries. Set proper boundaries or limits in your relationships. And watch this. If you're not going to put any boundaries in there, don't build any bridges. Because if you build a bridge, every country in the world has military at the border, and they have border patrol, and they're there to make sure that when somebody comes in, they're not bringing in something illegal, they're not coming in illegal, and when you just open the doors, anything comes in. I'm not making a political statement, I'm just saying the truth. When you open the doors and you don't worry about it, you can't complain about what comes in if you allow anything to come in. Don't complain. Now, if you're going to build a bridge with no boundaries, that's what you're doing. You're saying, I'll accept any way they treat me. It don't matter. They don't treat me like a dog. I'll be fine. You're God's ambassador, not God's doorman. Let me say that one more time. You're God's ambassador, not His doormat. By His ambassador, you're there to show somebody how to treat other people. You're there to show somebody how to handle other people. You're there to show them what it really means to show agape love when you really would like to take a hammer to them. But you're His ambassador. You're His minister. You're not His doormat for somebody to walk all over you. So here we go. Setting these boundaries. Now get ready. When dealing with toxic, remember how to say the toxic people, with toxic, it is necessary to set boundaries for our own good and for those that we're around. Because boundaries, number one, keep you safe. They keep you secure. They keep you strong. And they keep you sane. Sometimes it's so hard to build these boundaries because we feel like we're doing something wrong. God, we're being mean because we set boundaries. No, we're not being mean. I'm being your child. I'm your ambassador. And because I'm your ambassador, I'm going to show them how this works. I'm going to give them agape love, meaning I'm going to give them love whether they give it to me or not. Because I know when I give them love whether they give it to me or not, I'm going to be positive when they're negative. The reason being is because whenever I do all of this, fires of coal are put on their head and God is working. If I build a wall, those fires of coal are not there. Why? Because you didn't take your opportunity and your chance to be God's ambassador. Now, get ready. I'm almost through. Brandon, come on up here. Get ready to play something. Talk about boundaries. Boundaries should be, listen carefully to this, listen carefully. You don't walk in on Halloween, on Thanksgiving and go, walk in and go, well, hey, aunt, hey, uncle, hey, cuz, I just want y'all to know before we start eating, I've already set boundaries. If you cross these boundaries, I'm leaving. That's not what it does. That's not how you do it. Here's how it goes. See that cross? Boundaries should be decided between you and God. God, you show me the boundaries. Show me how to do it. Show me what I need to watch out for. And then keep the boundaries between you and God. Now, if you've got a spouse or somebody that's there with you, and or a loved one that you very, very strongly trust, and they know that you're going into a den of vipers, then share it with them so they'll know what the boundaries are too. So then they'll know when they see that boundary, they can help you. But other than that, don't share it with the people. Just have that boundary. Now, if you have that boundary, remember, they should only be expressed when you feel that they're challenged. Your boundaries should only be expressed when you feel they're challenged. Because if you go ahead right to start with it, go, well, here's how it's going to be today. I got five boundaries. You cross any one of the five, this is what's going to happen. That's legalism. Walk in, smile, and have in your head and pray to God your boundaries. You can tell somebody you love that you trust. Tell them what the boundaries are so they can watch. And I can promise you, once you show this boundary and keep it, the next time you're around this person, they're going to remember that boundary. I told you about this last week, I believe. There was a person in the family, like a little yapping dog. And I said, if I ever hear it again, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to walk away. I'm God's ambassador. I'm not his doormat. So here I was, and I was pouring out positive. Just like I said, I was pouring out positive and pouring out positive and pouring out positive. But that person didn't want to hear any of the positive. They got yapping even more. Yap, 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 yap. And so when I realized that all the positive I was putting out was not helping because they were even taking that and turning it around, I said, I done told you last time we were together that God does not expect any of us to live with that. You wouldn't want me to do it to you, would you? Now, if you don't stop, I'm leaving. I just turned around and started walking out. And as I was walking out, another person said, hold on, and told the other person to stay in your lane, stay in your lane, and said, sit down. And everything ceased. Once you establish your boundaries with these people and keep them, they'll remember them. They're not going to forget. They'll remember. Now, we set boundaries not because we hate that person or because we want to repay them the same way, but because we must be wise in our actions and guard against being exposed to situations with others that are hurting us. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. It's time to have a happy Thanksgiving. We went through years here when everything was crazy. This year, probably more back to some kind of a normal than the last 3 or 4 years. Enjoy the moment. Make memories. Remember, don't take the bait. Don't get caught up in an emotional thing with somebody. Pour out as much positive as you can. I'm not saying there's not times you need to walk away, because I just told you of a time that I started to walk away. But as I started to walk away, it's because I had done all of this, and they knew the boundary, and I'd done all this, and they wouldn't stop. When I turned around, it got stopped for me. Set and keep your boundaries. Remember, your family isn't the Manson family or the Adams family. Remember, it's all temporary. It's so important. God has so much for us. I want everybody to stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to ask first, of course, if anybody needs to develop a closer relationship with God, to raise your hands. We're going to pray for you in this prayer all together. Put that hand, you're saying, I'm not as close as I need to be, with nobody looking around, every head bowed, every eye closed. Bless them, Lord, bless them, bless them. Now, here's the next question. If you have been tainted, harmed, or even have the doormat syndrome because of toxic that you're around, and you're ready for God to help you not to take the bait, to feed positive. And set boundaries and keep them. If you're ready for that, maybe you've already started doing that, but today maybe you got some different ideas. If you're ready to do that, with nobody looking around, every eye closed, you put that hand up. Help me, Pastor. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Bless them. Bless them. I'm ready. I'm ready. Now let's pray together. Father, I love you. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I know, God, that you've put us here. And it's not an accident. It's not a mistake. The family that you gave me. It's not a mistake. The co-workers that I'm around. It's not a mistake. My neighbors. And God, I know that I am not a mistake. Say that. Repeat this out to me again. Lord, help me to not take the bait. Help me to learn how to let positive flood from my mouth. And Lord, help me to set and keep boundaries. Lord, help me to realize I am your ambassador, not a doormat. And you've called me to build bridges to those toxic people. You said, with all that's in within you, everything that's within you, live at peace. God, help me, Lord, to be a peace maker, not just a peace keeper. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Now, next week, we're going to talk about Judas, who was probably one of the most toxic people in Jesus' time. And we're going to do part one next week. But this was your Thanksgiving message. Of course, it wasn't about the pilgrims. But I do thank God. I thank God every day for the people he put in my path, because he put them there for a purpose. And we are to minister to them. Amen? Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. And then after we say the Lord's Prayer, Jimmy, will you dismiss us in prayer? Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.